Connor, we've been asking the guys up front, just from a goalie standpoint, what's it like the day after you have a five-period game and you land at about 2 a.m.?
Yeah, you know, your body's a little tight, you know, stiff, but I mean, that's why we're pros. We know how to deal with this stuff, and had a nice flush today, and now I'm feeling nice, loose, and limber and ready to go.
So from a goalie standpoint, then, important for you to get back on the ice today and continue that routine despite the fact that it was such a long night for you?
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess there's multiple ways to go about it, but I like going on the ice and really loosening it up and flushing the legs and just getting back to being tight in my details. I just want to feel like I normally do out there, and then I move on.
What did you think overall of the game last night?
You know, it was fun. You know, like I said at the beginning of the series, we got to be ready to win those type of games. And in OT, it's anyone's game. They unfortunately got the lucky bounce their way, and I was able to put one in before us, but you know, that just shows that we're here to fight.
What do you like about the difference that your club put out as opposed to the game one?
You know, I thought we were playing our game more. Our details were there. We were smothering them, and you know, I liked a lot of parts to our game. I mean, that's playoff hockey right there, going to second OT. We can't be fazed by this. We got to continue pushing forward and continuing getting better.
Two explosive teams. I mean, what's it like for a goaltender when they have so many weapons? If it's not Fiala, it's Arvidsson, it's Ryan, you know, Johansson. There's so many coming at you.
Well, yeah, I think I expect it, especially this time in the playoffs. It's second round, and they're first in the Western for a reason. You know, you just got to be prepared. You got to make sure first off, you got to trust your game. You got to make sure your details are right, and then just let the rest kind of fall into place.
Vegas having an opportunity to come home and get a real jump on them in your building.
Well, it's great, and you know what? We're going to be calling out to our fans to really put the pressure on, because we have that ability here. Our fan base is awesome, and our noise can carry some serious momentum.
What, are you sick of hearing that sort of the orchestrated stuff that they do in their building? Is that a little bit hard to take, or do you revel in that some of the chance that they gave you?
You know, I wasn't fazed as much as I thought I would be there. Obviously, the atmosphere is awesome. They're a little bit crazy, but I like ours a lot more. I think ours is way more hockey-related and a lot more stinging than theirs was. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow and seeing how much this amps up.
It's a young team with a lot of guys who haven't gone deep into an overtime or into two overtimes and then losing. What do you learn from an experience like that?
Well, I think it's great. I think it just shows that, you know, we made it through a whole period of overtime playing our game, and we trusted it. And, you know, having that behind us now we know what it's going to take. It's going to take that battle, that fight every second and every minute. And you know, I like the way we're playing, like I said, and just sometimes it goes the other way. And I think it's a good sign that we're here to fight and we're not giving up easily.
Did you feel that it would be as frantic as it was in that first overtime period? It seemed like it was just end-to-end, you know, shootout type thing going back and forth there.
Well, when you have two teams like ours, both built on offense and have a lot of scoring power, you kind of expect it. Guys are not going to – now we're not going to sit on our heels and let the game come to us. We're going to take it to them, and that's just the type of game that comes from that.
How close were you to making that save on Kevin Fiala?
Do you believe me if I said 99%? I mean, it was practically was in my glove. It just happened to roll up and over. And yeah, I guess we got to put it behind us and move on. And, I mean – two home games here is going to be huge for us.
Compare there a difference in traffic in front of you from game one to game two? Did they put more people in front of you from game one to game two?
Yeah, I think they had a little bit more moving screens. They definitely made a point to do that. But did it affect me? I don't think so. I think the game, I know what to expect from them. They're a good team over there. They have a lot of scoring power. And at this point, I got to stick to my details and I got to trust my game.
And the follow up to that is, you know, did you guys box out as well in game two as you did in game one?
It's tough to say because, you know what, I liked our overall game a lot better. I thought we were all over it. We were smothering. It's tough to say. You know, I thought the guys were great. They played a great game, and I have no complaints. And hopefully, you just continue building.
How do you compare in overtime Connor, the feeling of going into a 3-on-3 in a regular season when you got a point already in the bank and going into a shootout, as opposed to what you face in a crease in this sort of this sudden victory kind of scenario, which you guys haven't been through before?
No, we haven't, but I think that's what we enjoy about the game. You know, all on the line, get those nerves going, and you have a chance to be a hero. I think that's what everyone likes. I mean, we got a huge fan base and a lot of eyes on us, and if you don't enjoy that, you're in the wrong sport. I mean, we're here to have some fun too.